Well, that was something. Remind me to never say, let's stop by your parents' place for dinner ever again. I don't know why I even suggested it. Crazy. I mean, you didn't have to do that, you know? You really didn't. No, I'm serious. Standing up for me like that? You went nuclear. Your mom looked like she'd just seen a ghost. I shouldn't be laughing. It was awful. They were awful. But you were kind of amazing. Do you want to know what I keep replaying in my head? When she said, she's not really the kind of person you build a future with. She didn't even look at me. And before I could even open my mouth, you just cut her off. Calm, but like, I don't know, you were like scary. Calm. I've never seen you like that. You said, she's carrying our child. She's my family. If that's a problem, that's on you. Whoa. No one's ever defended me like that before. Not one time. Not in school, not at home, not anywhere. I've always been the one people whispered about. The troublemaker, the lost cause. And then you, of all people, look them in the eye and say, I'm your family. Don't look at me like that. I'm not crying again. I'm just sweating from my eyes. Shut up. Shut up. Anyway, thanks. I mean it. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And I know it probably means they'll stop helping you with money or whatever. What does that mean? Oh, they already did, didn't they? Oh, honey. Figures. I knew they'd go full drama mode the second you picked me over them. You're their golden boy. I'm the villain from a bad teen movie. Of course they'd cut you off. Probably thought that would mean you'd come running back. But listen. No, I know you won't. Listen to me. Before you start spiraling about rent and groceries or whatever, there's something I need to tell you. So, you know how I said I don't really talk to my family? Well, my grandpa, my mom's dad, passed away a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I didn't really know him. He lived up north somewhere. I don't even know where. Apparently, he didn't have many people left, and I was one of his only grandkids, so he left me something. An inheritance. I'm still processing it, honestly. I didn't even want to bring it up because it feels weird. Like, ta-da, your delinquent girlfriend suddenly has money. But yeah, we're okay now. What do I mean? I mean, like, we're okay now, dummy. Like, really okay. You don't have to worry about rent or hospital bills or diapers or formula or whatever else costs a fortune. We're covered. What? Shocked? You think I made it up? What, you didn't expect the girl who used to steal your pencils to have a trust fund now? Don't get too comfortable, though. I'm not letting you quit your job and play video games all day. We're stable, not rich. Big difference. But seriously, I wanted to tell you because you always worry. And you don't have to anymore. We're taken care of. For once, things actually feel secure. Okay, whatever. Enough heavy stuff. We survived your parents. We're financially stable, and my hormones haven't made me cry for at least 3 minutes? It's progress. So, since we're feeling all adult and responsible, I think it's time we tackle the next impossible challenge. Naming the baby. I made a list in my phone. Hold on. What? Don't look at me like that. It's a short list. Only the ones that don't sound like, I don't know, insurance companies. Okay, first up. Grayson. What do you mean? Yeah, you're right. That's definitely a future dentist. Pass. Carter? You're right. No, it's a middle school bully name. We can't have another one of those. What about Noah? What? It's sweet. Fine, too popular, whatever. You're impossible. You veto everything I like. What about you, Mr. Perfect? What's your genius pick? Oh, that's actually kind of nice. No, I'm not admitting you were right. I just... Ugh, it fits, okay? It sounds like a kid will have a good heart. Someone who will maybe be a better person than I was. Fine, whatever. We're just gonna write it down. Don't let it go to your head. You know, it's funny. A few months ago, I was still convinced you'd just wake up one day and realize you didn't actually want me. And now we're sitting here arguing about baby names. Something happened today. When you stood up to your parents, I stopped feeling like the villain in someone else's story. For the first time in my entire life, I actually felt worth defending. Oh, shut up, loser. You're gonna make me cry again. And if you ever tell anyone I cried today, I'll deny everything. You really mean it, don't you? When you say we're a family? Yeah, me too. You, me, our little guy, insert name here. We're gonna be fine. I can feel it. Just so we're clear, though, if the kid ends up with your nose, I'm blaming you forever. If he gets mine, you can send thank you cards. Come here. Come here. What do you mean, why? Hold me. Yeah, I said it. Just don't tell anyone I asked for it. You know what? For once, I'm not scared about what comes next. Don't ruin the moment, loser.